I had this is my second talk of the day. The first talk was a very similar topic, but it focused more on the distribution side of things, how to build all this stuff. I welcome you to look at the video if you have some time later, because what I'll not be able to answer in these 20 minutes, hopefully the other talk might. So I will talk about System Boot, System Boot UKIs, and what those are, and why you should all switch to that, of course. Let's jump right in. So System Boot, what is it? We usually call it bootloader, but it actually isn't. It's a stupid boot menu. Like if a bootloader, at least in my view, is something that actually is capable of loading sectors onto disk, parsing them, and then eventually setting up the boot params and jumping into this, we do nothing of that in System Boot. All we do is we give you a menu and you pick something, and then we chain load some other UFI binary. So yeah, it's a fancy boot menu, nothing else. Makes it on one hand dumb, but also nice and robust. It's built around this model that you have drop-in files inside of a directory, which I guess is very different from grub, where you have these boot scripts and things like this. Our way to configure things is supposed to be as simple as possible and modeled after how we started doing things in like package management on classic Linux distributions. Like that, developed this pattern where